Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work. It's faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. We want to thank you for joining the Anointing for Gospel Center Women's Ministry on this Friday afternoon. We thank God for a new month. We thank God for a new day. And we just pray that all of you have had a blessed week and a blessed day as well. And wanted to just honor God and thank God for allowing us to be here this day and be able to share this time with you. And this week I did post something on Facebook and did reach out and wanted to ask about a topic. What is it that you would like to hear? And I did get a response, and one of them was actually talking about forgiveness, and that forgiveness is not for the other person, but forgiveness is for us, you know, not the other person. So we wanted to thank our own sister Stephanie Hudson for that suggestion. So that's what the topic is going to be about today, and is about forgiveness. And one of the things that really stuck out to me, even in going over this and just preparing for today, actually is that forgiveness, one, as what the topic is not for the other person. And oftentimes, if we're not aware, or even know what before that, there's something I do want to mention, is that one thing I've came to me before the broadcast came on today is that there is a spiritual side and there is a natural side. Chief Apostle Margaret Moore always teaches us about that. And then the scripture that came to me right before the broadcast, and it talks about how when Jesus said that he came for the sick, and how to tie that in is that oftentimes when we're confronted with experiences, because when we look at the word for forgiveness, it actually talks about in Merriam Dictionary, where it talks about the cease to feel resentment, which means displeasure towards someone who may have wronged, insulted, or caused injury to you or to me. And so when we have been wronged by someone, whether it be mental, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, no matter what that wrong has done, oftentimes if we just move past it, because even in this, of course, I think about my own experiences, and oftentimes I thought I forgave and moved on from that, but realizing that all I did was just push it under the rug or toss it in the closet, shut the door, and move on with my life, thinking that that was addressing it, and it was not addressing it. Because just like what Jesus had, it gave us to know that he has come for the sick, not the well. Because when the sick recognizes, we can even look at this in the natural. When we're in a place where we're sick, when something is not right within our bodies, don't we seek help? And when you recognize that you're in a condition that you need help, you go to someone who can be able to help you in that. And just like with the woman who in the Bible who had an issue with blood, she knew her condition, and she knew that only one person could have reached and touched the depth of where she was, and that was Jesus. And if we don't recognize the condition that we're in, we will never touch the hem of his garment. She needed healing. We may need, somebody else may need forgiveness. Somebody may need deliverance, breakthrough, guidance, wisdom, understand, whatever it is. But if we don't recognize that in the natural where we're at, then how can we be able to even touch the hem of his garment. We don't even know what's tackled us to be able to touch. We don't even know what the concern is. We don't even know the reason for what our condition is or what the concern or what has affected us in our lives, what that experience has actually impacted our lives, that we would never be able to recognize that we need his help, that we need his guidance. And so that really stuck out to me in this topic about forgiveness. And again, forgiveness is because someone has wronged us, and being able to, a few things wanted to mention in that. Because again, it's not just about pushing it under the rug and moving forward, but it's about being able to acknowledge it. Because sometimes that somebody can do something and then we just want to throw our hands up and maybe talk about it every now and then, and then we call ourselves moving on from it. But that same situation has kept us bound. It has kept us in a place of remaining in that experience. And God has come so we can have freedom from those experiences and how it has affected our lives. And so being in those places and those experiences without actually forgiving, because remember, as the topic was given, that it's not for the other person. Look, the other person has moved on. The other person has not even thought about it. But because we were the ones that was wrong, if we don't forgive within ourselves, forgive the situation, there's a few things I want to talk about. But if we don't forgive, if we remain in that place of unforgiveness, then we're the ones that is affected by it, not the other person. And so a few things I wanted to just put out there as different tools about forgiveness. Because sometimes some things are easier said than done. And the one thing I've learned recently is that, look, you can't put everything in a box and think that this is how it's always going to be. But when you are equipped with the tools, you can handle whatever is needed. When a person goes to school to be an architect, there are different buildings of how it could be constructed. But when that person is equipped with the tools that they need, they can move forward and being able to have the understanding and the concept of how a building should be constructed, even though the dynamics of it may change. But they have been equipped with the tools necessary. So God has given us the tools needed for us to be able to live a life of peace, of freedom, of being able to be free from the things that we've gone through. Not to say that we have not gone through them, not to say they have not impacted our lives, no, not belittling it in any way, but acknowledging it so we can be free, so we can be able to move forward. And the first thing is one, to acknowledge it, because remaining in that experience keeps us from moving forward. It's like being internally bound to that situation. It's like a child who is remaining in that place, but yet they're now 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, but remaining in that experience that has kept them, that will then affect our minds. It will affect how we make decisions. It will affect how we interact with people, because we were in a situation where we have felt betrayed, when we have felt belittled. Then in that situation could affect and how we interact in our relationships. Now, and even also, we'll miss opportunities. I remember learning that the opportunities that God gives us are blessings. An opportunity can come, but because of that experience that, no, I don't want to take that because of this has happened or they're not going to treat me right. Not every experience, every experience that God has given us, we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss any blessings that God has for us, but he teaches us so that we can be able to recognize what has happened, how to address it, how to move on. So when he brings forth the experiences and the blessings in our lives, we won't miss it. We won't miss the opportunity to come into a greater knowledge. We won't miss the opportunity to come in wisdom. We won't miss the opportunities for jobs, or miss the opportunity for successful relationships, or miss the opportunity to come into a greater and a deeper relationship with God, knowing how he can meet and reach that place. But if we don't recognize that's a place that needs to be addressed, then we will stay back in that situation. We will never be able to move forward if we don't recognize that it's a place that we need to move forward from. And again, acknowledging it is something that is for us. We need to acknowledge it. Don't brush it under the rug and to think that, oh, they didn't, you know, just brushing it under the rug, just thinking like it's not significant but acknowledge how it affected you. Acknowledge how it bothered you. Acknowledge what has happened, whether what was said or what was done. Acknowledge it. You are important enough. God's love for you is so great. He doesn't want any of us to live beneath our means. And so being able to acknowledge how it has affected us, and don't belittle that because somebody else may not be affected the same way as you are. No. How has it affected you? Then that's what needs to be acknowledged. And then you need to be able to address it. Because once we're able to address this, because again, remember, if not, it's going to affect our bodies. Our minds are going to be cluttered with it. I'm sure we've all experienced when something has happened in the morning and then all of a sudden our entire day is thinking about it. We're frustrated about it. Something happens in the afternoon, and because of what happened that morning, we may end up being short with someone, being lashing out, or not wanting to participate in an event because we're still so bogged down by what happened. That can carry over in our lives. It can carry over in our experiences with other people. And then it can even go as far as and affect our health. It can affect our bodies. It could affect us if we're not careful, if we don't address it. And also the important thing is when we address this, understanding that the other person has moved on. This is a relief. Because remember, these things, those experiences, if we are not able to forgive, to be able to be released from that, to be able to move forward into freedom and moving forward into experiencing the life of peace, the life of joy, the life of being able to receive the opportunities that comes our way. And once we are able to move past that, like when you take off that backpack or you take off that purse, you're relieved. There's a release that takes place, and you're able to move lighter. You're able to move freely. But when that baggage is still there, then it affects our everyday life. And even that wanting to also make sure mention about timing. This is one thing that really hit home for me, and I've learned this at church, is timing is everything. Because even the Bible talks about that God makes things beautiful in its time. There is a time when things need to be addressed. Because if we want to address someone or something, and if we have not addressed ourselves, if we have not come to that place of stepping away, and realizing that, you know what just happened has affected me in this way. And if I'm upset about it, if I'm angry about it, I'm frustrated about it, all those things are not going to produce a good outcome. And what's going to end up happening, you go to that person, and I've been very guilty of that. Because in my mind, I thought, well, I wanted to deal with it and wanting to address it and get it over with. But that's not the right thought process. We're dealing with other people. We have to live with other people. So no matter how much that the depth of what that is, having the timing to address it will cause for a great outcome. And that's what we're looking for. And also understanding that that person may not give you the kind of reaction that you want. And remembering that the reason why you're doing it is for you, not for the other person. The other person may not even feel remorseful. The other person may not even care of how it affected. The other person may not even have thought two things about it. But this is for you. It is for me. That's what that is for. And so when we recognize that we are not in a place to hear what the other person is saying, if our minds are still cluttered and frustrated because of what just happened, we're not going to be able to communicate with each other. But when we get to that place of recognizing, getting the time to ourselves, being able to calm ourselves down, because it's kind of like a pressure cooker. If we're still in the midst of it and you're still frustrated about it and you try to take that lid off that pressure cooker, nothing good will come out of that. It will be worse than what we can ever imagine. and nothing will be accomplished, but it will be a mess. And so in taking the time that we need and realizing that, look, this is a problem, by acknowledging this, you've addressed it. Look, this is an issue that needs to be addressed. Then getting the time that you need for you to calm down. And remember this, God always deals. He deals with both parties. And when the timing is right, when we're in the place, God will give the opportunity for the two to come together to address that situation. And once that situation is finally addressed, then we'll be able to communicate. Then we'll be able to hear rather than listening what they're saying. They may say something that it may not sound right to you. And because we're not in the right place, we lash out. We become frustrated. We become agitated. And then nothing is ever resolved. Because remember, the key is that this is for us. It is not for the other. Yes, we all want to be able to come together because you know what? It could be the other person may have wronged and may not have done it intentionally. And if we continue going about it not saying anything, that person can continue it and not even acknowledge or not even know that they've done anything wrong. And we're holding on to this thing, upset, frustrated because of what happened, but the other person doesn't even realize that they did anything wrong. And so when we come to that place of acknowledging it and then addressing that, and then at the right time, go to that person. And then you'll be able to get the truth because we've all been there. We'll try to come within our minds and as to why this happened or why would they do something like that, try to formulate our own conclusion. But when we realize that no one can answer but the other person, and even if we don't have the opportunity to go to the other person, when we acknowledge it within ourselves, how it affected us, being able to release that rather than just putting up under the rug or hiding it in the closet, but being able to release that because those things can keep us in bondage. Those things can keep our minds frustrated. It will affect our choices in life. But forgiveness is a thing in which will help us to be free from those experiences that we've had. Those experiences are real, but once we can come to the place of realizing it, addressing it, accepting it, then we can be able to see that, okay, because of that situation is caused, that's the reason why I have a problem with or a struggle when it comes to trusting other people. It's because of that. And once that is addressed, we realize that that was that person. It doesn't mean every single person I encounter or every opportunity comes is not going to work out. So now once we address it, then we'll be able to move forward with a clear mind. We can be able to move forward with a learned experience rather than an experience that has kept us in a place of remaining in that and not being able to move forward. Because remember, the goal that we have and when situations like this happen is to be able to move forward, to have that forgiveness, to no longer be in bondage. Because look, this life is short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, but while we have today, let's do everything that we can to be able to experience the greatness that God has for us today. No matter if it was a conversation this morning or whether it was something yesterday, let's be able to address it. Because look, while we have this day, this opportunity, while we're able to move, breathe, and have our being, it has purpose. God wants us to experience the freedom and the peace and the joy that he's made available to all of us. And even so, we want to go into the Bible where it talks about in Ephesians, and it is coming out of Ephesians 4:32 that says, be kind and compassionate to one another. And also I want to stop there because as the Bible talks about be kind and compassionate and being kind and compassionate is always sometimes those things that's always difficult to do. And that's why it's key to understand the importance of once we understand how that has affected us and that, okay, God, this is what has happened. I need you to help me in this. And Christ and his love will come in to help us. How? He will come in to give us the guidance. He will come in to help us if we just be honest of how it would affect us and our need for him, so we can be able to go to that person and be kind to them, to be compassionate to them, to listen to them, rather than remaining in that place of being frustrated, mad, hurt, or angry, and then you address that person, and then there's no successful outcome in that. And then the remaining scripture says, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you, forgave me, forgave all of us. And again, it's not easy, but it is possible with God. Because again, they may have moved on and didn't know what was going on. And if we remain in that place of disappointment and never address it, never acknowledging that that has been a problem and knowing that God has been there all the time to be able to help us in that area because of how much it has affected our lives, it's affected our thinking, it's affected our choices, it's affected our decisions. But acknowledging that, realizing how it has affected us so we can be able to move on, so we can be able to go forward. And the result is showing that the same forgiveness Christ has shown us when he forgave us, when we sinned, and he gave us his life to redeem us. And so I wanted to encourage everybody with this. It's coming out of the book, and it's actually in the introduction, actually, and it's in I Win, I Am a Survivor. And the introduction, the very last paragraph says, don't allow fear to keep you from moving out into fresh waters that make for your happiness. And I wanted to pause there because fear can debilitate you. It can cause us to remain. We've seen that. You heard, you know, you've seen where, you know, you can, like a deer caught in headlights. It startles. That fear can mobilize you. It can cause you to be stuck in that situation. And that's oftentimes what our experiences have done for us. It will cause us to remain stuck in that situation, and that it will prevent us from being able to move forward. But the key and the release that God has given us is forgiveness. And once we're able to recognize what that is, it's like addressing the elephant in the room, addressing what it is so you can be able to have that release that you need, so you can be able to move out into fresh waters, as the book quotes. And it goes on to say, moving out into fresh waters that make for your happiness. There are many things that we have not even realized, things that we have passed on or allowed things to pass that we could have had the happiness, good experiences, relationships, opportunities. But because of that debilitating experience, it has caused us to not being able to experience that. And so go on in the book, it says, it's the waters of unfamiliarity that sometimes teach you how to swim. And again, it's uncomfortable once we go back to that. It's uncomfortable thinking back of those situations that we know that have hurt, that cause disappointment. But the important, and I encourage all of us, is to revisit them, because it will enable us from being able to move forward in something that is new. It will prevent us from moving forward in an opportunity that could actually be for our benefit. It could actually be what God is going to use to get you to that next place. And so being able to address it, you will be able to move forward with the opportunities that will come your way, that will teach us how. Because no, those experiences did not feel good. No, those disappointments did not feel good. But the reality of it is that it happened. And there's nothing that any of us can do to change it. It is nothing that any of us can do to try to change the person's mind or try to change time to go back and do things differently. But just because we cannot change that, we can change how we will allow it to affect our lives going forward. And then it goes on to the book and it says, one of the most valuable tools I have learned when experiencing life challenges is how not to think. And again, that's what those experiences do. Because when we stay in that place of unforgiveness, it will be as if we're sinking in that. All of us have seen or been familiar with quicksand. Quicksand is a very slow process. It grabs a hold, and then it pulls that object down. And without something stronger, that object will not be able to come release. And that's what those experiences we have felt have done. Because we don't want to be involved with this relationship, or we don't want to take a chance at this, or because of what has happened, it has affected me from even wanting to make a decision with confidence. Because I had made a decision before and I failed. So because of that, I've allowed this fear, I've allowed this experience to keep me from moving forward. And you know what? Even in that, we can even unforgive ourselves from things that we've done, choices we've made. It's not even just about other people. We've got to even learn how to forgive ourselves. Because that can keep us from even moving forward because of what we may have done. But forgive ourselves as well as forgiving other people. What it does is that it brings about a release. And then it goes on in the book, it says, you learn how not to think by learning how to access knowledge stored in the mind. Understanding how it functions teaches you the value of wisdom. And that is what I want to pause there. That's what all of this is about. It's not about forcing or telling anybody what to do or how to do it, but it's about equipping you. That's what came to me before the broadcast, equipping us with the tools that we need in order to move forward. Because I'm a person that I need steps. I need to know all of it because I want to be in control of it. But guess what? None of us are in control. And it's easier said than done. Because control is you want everything to be a certain way, how you want it to function, but we cannot control the experiences we will have faced, we are facing, and will face. But if we receive the tools, we'll be able to overcome and to conquer every situation. And even going on to the rest of the book, it says, and apply and how to apply it so you can make better decisions. And I thought that was such, it brought everything together to me. It summarized it perfectly. Because again, oftentimes we don't realize about how debilitating unforgiveness is. We don't realize of how we can hold on to things. And again, it doesn't mean that what has happened was anything less than how it had affected you. That disappointment, that pain, that discouragement. But there is something greater that awaits you. There is something greater being able to make the decisions with no longer having those thoughts of what happened or being able to move forward in an unfamiliar opportunity and actually not feeling what could happen because of what has happened. God wants us to have the freedom. Don't you want to have the freedom? Want to be able to experience what is it like? What is it like the opposite of where I'm at? Is there something greater beyond this? So I want to come to let you know that, yes, there is relief. There is freedom. There is peace. There is hope. There is such a great opportunity that await you. So I pray that whatever it is may need to be addressed, whatever unforgiveness, whether it be within our own selves, we need to forgive the past, or whether it be an experience with somebody else, I pray that we will want to have that freedom. And all of us do, but sometimes I know for me, just didn't know how. So I pray that these tools will be able to help you and encourage you to be able to know how to walk into that forgiveness. So today, you can be able to be free. So you can be able to walk a little lighter. So that is all for the show today. I pray that everybody was encouraged. I pray that everybody was able to receive something that can help them. And as I've heard recently from Chief Apostle, just put it in your nugget box. Just store it away, and hey, whenever you need it, it's there. So again, I thank everybody for taking your lunch time, taking your time to share with us this day. And so we just want to go to God in prayer. We just pray that everybody enjoys the rest of this day. And Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the gift and the blessing of forgiveness. And we pray, Heavenly Father, God, that in this time, Heavenly Father, that you will glorify. We pray for all those who were on, Heavenly Father, their families, my Lord, their lives. I pray, my Lord, that they will be encouraged. They will be strengthened, my Lord God, in the things of God, to know that they have been equipped, my Lord, because you gave them everything before the foundation of the world, my Lord God, to conquer and be victorious in every day. So we pray for their strength. We pray for their protection. And at the appointed time, my Lord, we pray that you will allow all to come back at the appointed time. So we thank you for this opportunity, and we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, thank you, everyone, and we just pray that you enjoy the rest of your day and be blessed.